the title of our topic tonight is Independence and Interdependence. I want to say a thank you to, I actually learned this source. We're going to be looking at a source by the Maor Veshemesh. The Maor Veshemesh is Rabbi Clonemus Kalman Epstein. He is a late 18th century, early 19th century Hasidic thinker. And I first learned this text with Rav Dina Weiss, who many of you will get to learn with and meet over the next few days. And then I learned the text a second time with Rav Dina Weiss. And it's really become one of my favorite texts. And so it's with great gratitude to her that I get to be the one giving over this material to you. But you should know that really it's coming through her. Growing up, I did grow up in Jewish community. But I grew up kind of lonely in Jewish community. I would take myself to shul on Shabbat. I would sit with my friends' parents. We celebrated the holidays or Pesach in some way, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but my family didn't really have much of a practice around Shabbat. Certainly, I didn't know anything of Tisha B'Av or Shabbat Sar B'Tammuz, let alone that. And it was only later on into my mid-20s that I first experienced what it was to really be observant and be Jewish in community. I was doing a Jewish farming fellowship called Adama in Northwest Connecticut, if any of you have heard of it. It was the summer, and Tisha B'Av rolled around. And I have to say, it could be that I'm rewriting this memory now with years of sort of being in this particular life. But at the time, I don't think I had ever really encountered Tisha B'Av before. And that's what everyone was doing that day was Tisha B'Av. They were fasting, right? They were davening. That's what we were doing, and so that's what I was going to be doing too. And I remember how profound it was, fasting in community for the first time for a holiday that I had just heard of 2 days before. And I was like, oh, this is how you're supposed to do it. You're not supposed to be like fasting by yourself and not doing it. It's like it was just a totally different experience of I am going through this day with you. So that's just one experience of community. The other experience of community that I want to share, just to start us off, is I had the pleasure of learning at Hadar as a fellow sometime in maybe 2009 or whatever that year was when Hadar opened its doors for its first full year fellowship. And that was also the first time that I was davening three times a day. In a minyan. And it was really such an important and impactful experience for me to experience what it meant to be observant in this peer-reinforced community. And again, I came out of the experience of my yeshiva time and also my experience at Adama feeling really strongly that Judaism is something that you have to do in community. And I see this also with our fellows. I had the great pleasure of being on faculty for our summer fellowship for a number of years. And a lot of times our fellows come here and they're having this amazing experience of 6 weeks, 8 weeks in sense of community. And then they go back to wherever they are. Some of them are going back to very rich, vibrant, observant communities. And some of them are not. Same is probably true for many of you in your lives. And it's really a real question of you can get to have this unique experience here. But what happens when you go back to a community where you're not surrounded by people that are sort of peer reinforcing certain types of behaviors or living in mitzvot in a certain way? So that's all to say, I am someone that really believes that Judaism has to be lived in community and that it's almost impossible to live joyously in Judaism and not have it be reinforced by community. And so I am particularly drawn to Jewish learning around community. The past year, thanks to my colleague, Rabbi Effie Unterman, who I hope you'll have a chance to meet over the next few days, we've had a chavruta learning the text of the Netivot Shalom, Rabbi Shalom Noach Berezovsky. And one of the themes that the Netivot Shalom comes back to over and over again is achdut, is community. And I find that I'm so drawn to these really beautiful aspirational texts about what we can achieve together. And at the same time, I feel a little bit skeptical of them, because I also feel like it can be more complicated than that. Klal Yisrael is a really nice term, but what does it actually mean? And am I a part of the same klal that someone else is? Or maybe I consider myself a part of the klal, but do they consider me a part of the klal? I'm also very aware that there are many Jewish communities where I would feel uncomfortable entering into those communities, or those communities might not want me to enter into their communities. And so I find myself on one hand, feeling pulled toward and really moved by these aspirational texts around community, around Achdut, one of which we're going to see today from the Me'or V'Shemesh, and on the other hand, wanting to ask questions and interrogate those texts and sort of see, like, well, but what do we really mean when we say the power of community, and who's invited in that community, and are there times in which actually we need to step away from that community? And those are some of the questions that I want to be thinking about with you tonight, and some of the questions that I hope will open up in the next few days. We're going to go ahead and dive in. So again, we're really just going to be spending time, in-depth time, with a particular drasha from the Me'or V'Shemesh. Again, that's Rabbi Clonus Kalman Epstein. We're talking late 18th century, early 19th century in Poland. And this all comes from his writings on Parshat Kedoshim. So we're going to open, I'm just on the top of page one. So he says, he doesn't say, the Torah says. The Torah says, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe le'mor, Daber el kol adat b'nei Yisrael, v'amarta alehem, kedoshim tihiyu, ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokechem. So God says to Moshe, saying, speak to all of the community, the entire people of B'nai Yisrael, and say to them, kedoshim tihiyu, you should be holy, ki kadosh ani, because I am holy, Hashem Elokechem, the Lord your God. What follows, of course, this is a really fitting opening to Parshat Kedushim. You should be holy, for I am holy. And what follows in Parshat Kedushim is a list of many, many, many different type of mitzvot that are both ben adam l'makom, mitzvot that are both between us and God, mitzvot about Shabbat, mitzvot about idolatry, also mitzvot that are about ben adam l'chaveru, between how we should be treating fellow people. But the opening of this whole sort of the heading of here are all the specificities of the things you're going to do in order to be holy is just heading kiddushin to you. You should be holy. Why? Because I, God, I am holy. And so the Me'or V'Shemesh, he brings Rashi on this pasuk, on this verse. Rashi says, Melamed she'ne'emra parsha zo behakel. This pasuk is teaching us, this verse is teaching us that it was said behakel, that it was said with all of the community all together. Because sort of the majority or the essence of Torah, tulin ba, is dependent upon it. I just want to be really precise with what I think the word ba means there, because that's going to be important for later on. I think Rashi is saying this pasuk is coming to teach us that this was said before the entire community, because the things that are contained in Parshat Kedushim are essential for everything else that happens in the Torah. So the ba there is referring to b'parasha. In this parsha, there are things that the rest of Torah is built upon it. And so that's why, because it's so foundational to all of Torah, that's why this had to be said b'hakel, in community. And that's what this verse is saying. Okay, that's the first part of Rashi. And then Rashi goes on and says, and then on the middle part of the verse, kiddushim to you, when God says kiddushim to you, you should be holy. Helu prushim. What does it mean that you should be holy? It means you should be separate. That would is kind of an interesting, strong claim that that's what holiness means. It's connected to the fact that the root of the word holy, that kuf dalet shin, actually does part of what that root can mean is it's to sanctify, but it also can mean to set aside or to separate. So it on the one hand feels like, wow, what it means to be holy is to be separate. That's very interesting. But it's really directly in the word itself that one way to understand kiddushim to you is not you should be holy, it's you should be separate. The way to achieve holiness, hevu prushim, is by separating yourself. Okay? So those are two comments from Rashi. And then the Me'or V'Shemesh says on that, v'divrei Rashi tzrichim bi'or. The words of Rashi need clarification. Ma milamdeinu b'zeh sheparsha zo ne'amra b'hakel. What is he teaching that this parsha is said in the community? We'll come back to that. De'ol misdama kol mitzvot ha'noagot b'klalot Yisrael ne'amru b'hakel. And seemingly, we would think that all the mitzvot that were about all of Israel, obviously all of those were given over b'hakel in community, right? Like, how else would Moshe have conveyed mitzvot? It's not like a telephone of like, I'm going to tell you and you're going to tell someone else. Obviously, that's how Moshe relayed the Torah and what they needed to be doing. It was b'hakel. He would gather the community together. I think the first part, the ma milamdeinu b'zeh, what is it teaching us, is It's clear from the verse. The verse says, Daber el kol adat b'nei Yisrael. Speak to all the community of Israel, right? It's right in the verse. So why does Rashi need to say, oh, this is teaching us it's B'HaKelton community? So on the one hand, what we have from Rashi is there's something about the importance of this section being said altogether. We have this language of, because everything depends on this particular section, the rest of Torah. We also have this language of Hevi Prushin, that what being holy means is separating. And then you already have the Me'or B'Shemesh sort of asking a question about the Rashi and saying, but we're not quite clear what Rashi is adding here and what that means. Okay? That's where we're starting. Now we'll keep going with the Me'or B'Shemesh. So he says, Nir Ebeze Dehine HaRambam Ketab Hilchot De'ot. And we see that the Maimonides, the Rambam, he wrote in Hilchot De'ot, in the Mishnah Torah, he wrote, Im Ish HaYisraeli Dar Be'ez Makom She'yesh Bo De'ot Ra'ot U'manhagim Lo Tovim. If a Jew is living in some place where there are bad attitudes or bad behaviors, Tzarich Livroch Min HaMakom Ahu. A person needs to flee this place. And they have to go from place to place, from country to country, until they come to a place of Torah. Until they come to a place with upstanding attitudes and with good behaviors. Sham yikva makom menuchato. And that's where a person should establish their resting place. And if you don't find a place that is good, if you go from country to country and place to place, and there's no place that is having positive reinforcement of these good behaviors, the Rambam said, "Sarich lihit boded b'midbarot u'b'ya'arot." Then you have to isolate yourself. You have to make yourself lonely in these wildernesses, in the jungles, k'dei she'yivrach mide'ot ra'ot manshei rasha, so that you can flee from these negative attitudes and from these evil people. So it seems like he's bringing the Rambam here to sort of back up and explain Rashi on what does Kiddushim Tehiyu means. It means Hevu Prushim. If you want to achieve holiness, the way that you achieve holiness is by separating yourself. And so the Rambam says, if you find yourself surrounded by bad attitudes, by bad behaviors, you just have to look and look and look until you can surround yourself with the right people. And if you don't find them, then better that you should be alone than you should be surrounded by the people doing the wrong kind of things. V'ha'amethu, she'ken tzarich adam livroch liya'arot v'lifrosh atzmo min hamon am. And he says, and it's true, the Rambam is right, that a person really does need to flee sort of to forests and to separate themselves from large multitudes of people, k'dei she'yinetzel me'de'ot ra'ot u'mima'asim rabim, in order to save themselves from negative attitudes and from bad deeds. Ach zot eino mo'il, but fleeing to these places, escaping these sort of bad attitudes, all this is going to accomplish is you'll be saved from whatever these behaviors are that are getting in the way of service of God. But to actually attain sort of higher spiritual levels, in order to actually attain holiness, Eino zoche ad sheyidabek atzmo el anshei Hashem, ovdei Hashem be'emet. You're not going to be able to reach holiness just by separating from people. You're only going to reach holiness by cleaving yourself to people that are really people of God, who are true worshipers of God, ulishtatef imahem yachad b'avodah rabbah, and that you're really joining together with them in sort of great service, hen b'tfilah v'hen b'limud Torah, both with regards to prayer and with regards to learning, study of Torah, the ikar ha-mitzvot, ha-kol yeh b'knesiyah yachad im mivachshei Hashem, and that's sort of the essence of all mitzvot, that they should be done together with those who are mivachshei Hashem. This is such a beautiful phrase. People that are searching for, that are looking for God. The az yuchal le'asika kedusha yona. It's only when you surround yourself with people who are mivachshei Hashem, who are doing the thing you are trying to do, that they are searching for God, both in learning and in prayer, it's only then that you're going to get to this higher level of holiness. Ulefi rov ha'am hamitkapsim yachad le'esek avdut Hashem, ken shura lehem kedusha yona. And according to the numbers of people that gather together in the worship of God, It's according to this that holiness rests or dwells upon them. And it's for this reason in the Mishnah, if you think about Birkat HaMazon, you'll remember the beginning of Birkat HaMazon, the opening sort of back and forth that we say like, let's bless, come on, let's bless. That language of that is different when you're doing it with three people versus 10 people versus 1,000 people. We change the phrasing because the idea here, hello, because the idea here is that when you have more people, we are more likely to be able to act this Kiddush El Yonah, this higher holiness. Ki lefi rov ha'kahal ken misigim Kiddush El Yonah. According to the sort of the size of the community, in this way it corresponds to our ability to attain holiness. Quoting from initially from Proverbs, sheba rov am hadrat melech, that according to the sort of the greatness or the size of the people is the glory of the king. That many people give honor to the king, give glory to the king. So what we have here is we opened up with the Mor of Shemesh bringing this Rashi, which seemed to suggest, what does Kiddushim to you mean? It means Hevu Prushim, you should separate. And the Mor of Shemesh begins by saying, that's true. The Rambam says that if you're surrounded by negative attitudes or wicked people, wicked behavior, you really do need to run away from it and try to seek out other people. And he says, and to extent, the Rambam is right. That if you can't find sort of positive, peer reinforced places in which to these behaviors are being modeled, better to be alone in the wilderness than to be surrounded by his people. But then the more Shemesh is saying, but make no mistake, all that's going to do is save you from being exposed to those bad behaviors. That's not going to get you anywhere with God. That's not going to get you to some higher plane of holiness. You're only going to be able to get to that Kedusha Elyonah, that higher plane of holiness, by surrounding yourself with people. Okay, so we're a little bit, I think, still in a beginning point of trying to understand when Rashi says, Hevu Prushim, Kedushim to you means you should be separate. What exactly do we mean by you should be separate? So where we're holding now is that the Mor v'Shemesh had given us the Rashi, had raised some questions about the Rashi, of what is Rashi really teaching us here? And he kind of has left us in this middle stance of explaining the Rashi of what does it mean, Hevu Prushim? Yeah, we're going to follow the Rambam, and sometimes you do need to separate. But whereas the Rambam seems to be saying, you know, you have to separate yourself completely, the Mor v'Shemesh is pulling us back a little bit and saying, like, okay, you could do that, but just know that's not going to actually get you in a pot. That's going to stop the negative influence. It's not going to get you to the positive. We'll keep on reading. So he says, "Aval im ha'adam yirtzeh lifrosh etzmo min hatzibur, litboded etzmo litbodel b'yachid." But if a person wants to separate themselves from the community, so that, Joe, this goes to your comment, and they want to sort of isolate themselves to make themselves alone, davening on their own, meaning they're not davening in a minyan, they're not davening where their community is davening, or l'shumikar avdu tashem hana'asa, b'knisya yachad, or any type of service of God that is meant to be done together, bilti efshar shiyasika kiddush el yonah. It's impossible that that person will attain this higher level of holiness. Ve'lo od ele sheyuchal lintot chalila merov gufei Torah im yitboded atzmo v'yifrosh min hatzibor. Not only will you not in a positive way reach this kind of holiness, but it can actually lead you astray, God forbid, from the essence of what Torah is when you isolate yourself, when you take yourselves out and separate yourselves from the community. We have this teaching in the Gemara in Ta'anit. There's this verse from Yirmiyahu, Cherev el habadim, a sword to the diviners. The other word, badim, comes from someone who speaks idly or speaks false. This is a verse that's about, you know, coming down on false prophets or people who are loose with their words in ways that are inappropriate. And the Gemara reads it as not Cherev el Badim, those who are a sword to those who are false prophets or speaking idly, but Badim, those who are mit bodedim, a sword to the people who isolate themselves, who take themselves out of the community, that there is something really we hold problematic about. So this plays with this word Badim of don't read it as idle talk or liars or false prophets, but read it as the mit bodedim, the ones who isolate themselves. And it says there in the Gemara, velo elisha mit tapshim. And not only that, but actually you might become more foolish. So it's like, I always feel like it's so problematic translating this word, because really it's like you might become stupider, you might become dumber, right? Which feels like such not nice language to use. But the idea is not only but you think you're doing a good thing. This community of mine, right, I don't agree with these people. They have problematic politics. They're always, I don't know, doing all sorts of whatever the all sorts of things are. I'm going to separate myself, and I'm going to have my better davening over here because I am right with God. And this is saying, not only are you not going to get kedusha that way, you might actually somehow lead yourself astray from what Torah is really about. That it's impossible for anything that is created to be alone. This both is what this piece is about, and also it's about so much more. But I just feel like you could just take a huge beat on that. She'ef shar l'shum nivra liot biyachid. No creature, nothing that is created can be on its own. We all need someone else. We all need community. It's like a very deep teaching. Zulata bere yitbarach shehu yachid u'meyuchad. Except there's one force that can be alone, and that's God. God is, like we say this in the language of Yigdal, echad vein yachid ki yichudo. God is the one that is unique and sort of unique in God's oneness. But everyone else, we can't be unique in our oneness. We need other people. We need community. L'chen tzarich adam l'debek atzmo im ovdei Hashem u'liyot b'knesiyah yachad imahem l'kol avodat ha'kodesh. And for this reason, a person has to cleave themselves to those who worship God and to be with them together with all things of service of the holy. You know, I just want to note, it's really interesting. A lot of times in Chassidut, this language of dvekut comes up a lot, of cleaving. Normally when you hear the word dvekut, you are cleaving, it is in reference to God. You're supposed to cleave yourself to God. And here, that same verb, it's not that we are, I mean, of course, you should also be cleaving yourselves to God, but that's not what he's talking about. He's saying, if you want to be getting towards God, the thing you have to cleave yourself to is the people around you, and specifically the people around you who are Ovdei Hashem, right? He's not just saying cleave to the people that are doing wicked deeds. He's not saying that. But if the path to Dvekut, the path to connection with God, is through the people around you. Now he's going to bring it home to explain this verse and to explain the Rashi. So now we're on the top of page 3. He says, "Zeil pirusha pasuk." This is the explanation of the verse. "Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe lemor, daber el kol adat b'nei Yisrael." That God spoke to Moshe, saying, "Speak to all of the community of Israel." Upereish Rashi melamed. This is just exactly our Rashi that we read. Upereish Rashi melamed shen emra parashazo behakel. And Rashi said this is teaching that this section is said behakel. And he had said, what's Rashi teaching here? You already knew that. It already says el kol adat b'nei Yisrael. And obviously all of the mitzvot that pertain to all of Israel would have been said behakel. So he'd already said, there's something confusing about what this means. Okay, so what does it mean? Pirush, it means parsha zo, this section, shel kiddushim to you, of you should be holy, behakel. It is in community. It's impossible for a person to merit holiness. The only way a person can get to holiness is when they are together with the community in service of God. Why? Because all of the essential parts of Torah are dependent ba. On it, dehainu tfila betibor v'domehem, meaning things like davening in community and other things. So here's where that close reading of the word ba really matters. We had said at the beginning that when Rashi says mipnei sherov gufei haTorah tulin ba, we said what that meant is, why is specifically Parshat Kiddushim said behakel according to Rashi in community? Because all of the other parts of Torah are dependent ba on this parsha, right? That this contains all the other teachings of Torah come back to the stuff in here. He's saying, no, don't read the ba as being but parasha hazot. It's be kihila, in community. That all of the essence of Torah is dependent on kihila, on community. That's what the ba is, and that's why kiddushim had to be said behakel. That's what Rashi is teaching us here. Then he's going to go on and he says, "Ve'gamar omer haketuv kiddushim to you." And then he concludes and he says, The pasuk continues and said, you should be holy. Hevu prushim, meaning Rashi says you should be separate. Pirush, this means to say, sheparsha zo nitzdavu Yisrael yot kedushim. In this parsha, Israel is commanded to be holy. Ve'yuchal ha'adam lit'ot shehapirushu kedushim to you. And a person could be mistaken, and they would think that the explication of kedushim to you is dehainu she'im yitboded atzmo ve'yifrosh atzmo min ha'tzipor tzibor yiskel kedusha. A person could think, oh, I know what kiddushim to you means. It means what Rashi said, hevu prushim, you should be separate. And a person could be led astray and think that the way to achieve holiness is to isolate themselves, to make themselves alone, to separate from the community. And in that way, you will come to merit holiness. Lechen nitzchakem Rashi. And in that way, Rashi was really smart. Upiresh kodem lazeh. And that's why Rashi, before he got to Kiddushim to you, Hevu Prushim, that what you should be holy means you should be separate. That's why Rashi first says, no, this is Behakel. You have to do it in community. And it's only after, meaning, meaning first Rashi wants to get it clear out of the gate. Do not be confused. The only way to achieve holiness is together with community, with other people that are mivachshei Hashem, who are searching for God. But that which we were commanded, that there are some things we're supposed to abstain from, to really guard from, things that get in the way of our service of God. Okay, about those things that are going to really, idolatry for one, those things that are really going to get in the way with God, okay. Yeah, there are times that you have to lihit boded, that you have to separate themselves. But don't think, it's like he's saying, but Rashi was smart. He thought if I just started with my comment on hevu prushim, you would have thought the pathway to holiness is separating yourself from other human beings so you can control all of your circumstances. And so Rashi first wanted to put the emphasis on community first. And yeah, there are some circumstances in which you have to separate yourself. We'll just finish this up. Ulezeh medayek Rashi milamed sheparsha zo shel kedushim namra behakel zo dafka. And that's why Rashi was precise in using this language of this section of about holiness was said in hakel. Specifically, this section was said in hakel in community, right? There are some times in which you have to do it in community. You have to be in hakel. That's not to say all of the time. There are times in which he's saying, I will make allowances, like the Rambam, you do have to separate yourself, but that's not all of the time. He's kind of finding this middle position of, actually, we have to hold both. We have to both recognize that the pathway to God is through people, and there may be moments where you have to make a call and say, I actually have to take a step back. I want to see just a little bit more together. So we're going to be on the second box on page 4. We still kind of have a problem, which is that Rashi says, Kiddushim tihiyu, you should be holy, means hevu prushim, you should be separate. What does it mean to be holy like God? What does it mean to compare us to attain God's level of holiness? Isn't it clear that that's something that's beyond us? So why is that demand being put on us? And what does it mean to try to be separate like God? We've already established that God is separate and alone, sort of unique, like no other. And what does it mean for us to be separate in that way? So he says, Oda lepasuk on this first vayedber Hashem al Moshe le'mor, deber el kol adat b'nei Yisrael, v'amarta lehem kedushim to you, ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokechem. That's our verse. You should be holy, for I am holy. There is this midrash, vayikra rabba, that says, Amar kadosh baruch hu le'moshe, the Holy Blessed One says to Moshe, lechem or Yisrael, say to them, b'nai k'shem she'ni parush, kach tiyeh prushim. In the same way that I am separate, so too you should be separate. Keshem she'ani kadosh, kach tiyu kedushim. In the same way that I am holy, you should be holy. This is what's meant by kedushim to you, that we're supposed to be emulating God in God's holiness and God's separateness. And the Mor v'Shemesh says, Hamidrash hazeh tamuha. Tamuha mi'od. It's very surprising and curious. One, halo HaKadosh Baruch Hu eino ba bitrunya im briotav chas v'shalom. Isn't it true that God doesn't make difficult or impossible demands of God's creatures, God forbid? V'ki efshar le'adam liot kadosh ki Hashem. How would it be possible for a person to be holy like God? How could God be making that demand of us? How is it possible for all of Bnei Yisrael to be separate? What does that even mean? And how is it possible for us to be separate like the Holy One, who we already said is created separate like no other, and we cannot be separate in that same way? So he brings this midrash, then he brings this question. He brings this beautiful teaching from the Elimelech. He says, I once heard from the renowned Rebbe, my teacher Elimelech of Lishinsk, I'm the author of Noam Elimelech. He brings this verse from Yirmiyahu. Im yisater ish bemistarim ve'ani lo erenu ne'um Hashem. In Jeremiah, God says, if a person hides themselves in the hidden places, will I not see them, declares God. The point of that verse, clearly in context, is God is saying, you can't hide yourself from me. I'm God. I'm going to find you anywhere. That's what that verse means. He reads this, or the Elimelech reads this in this beautiful way. She'amar zal ratzalumar, Elimelech says, may his memory be a blessing. What this means is, she'im yitbodera dam atzmo becheder meyuchad beseter. If a person makes himself alone, isolates themselves in their own room in hiddenness, ve'yisavor she'zeu ikar avodah, and they think that this is the essence of worship, of serving God. But the Holy Blessed One says about that person that's isolating themselves in the room thinking like, I have figured out the key to serving God. God says about that person, I don't see you. Meaning to say, God's saying, if we dare to say, God's saying, I also don't see you. In Jeremiah, this pasuk meant God is saying, is it possible for a person to hide themselves and I will not see them? And the Elimelech reads it as God is saying, if a person isolates themselves in their room and thinks that that is the pathway to God, God says, I don't see you either. That's not the pathway to me. You hide yourself from people. You cut yourself off from your community. You also cut yourself off from me. So we're still left with the question, what is the nature of this separation that we should be doing? Because it's not just cutting ourselves off. That's clear. We cut ourselves off, God doesn't see us. So what's the nature of the separation? He says, I'm on the bottom of page 5. He says, Rak ikar ha'avodahu, shitchaber adam atzmo im b'nei Yisrael tzadikim ksharim. Really, the essence of worship, of serving God, is that a person has to connect themselves to other Jews, to other people of Bnei Israel who are righteous and who are fit. And it's through this, through connecting and surrounding yourselves with other people that are all working towards this purpose of serving God, a person will come to true worship and to learning and emulating from these good deeds. Ki ikar hu hit bodedu tamachshava. Because the essence of hit bodedut, of isolating yourself, of making yourself alone, it's not, he's saying, physically, that you should remove yourself from the community. It's a sort of separation in thought, that a person should always in thought be thinking about the elevation, the exaltedness of the Holy Blessed One. Hagam shu betoch kahal rav, that even when they are in a large community, they're surrounded by people, there's so many distractions, there's so much hubbub, a person should be thinking, they should be cleaving their thought always and thinking about the Holy Blessed One. And this is like Rabbeinu Bachya writes, he says, ki ikar habrishutu sheyidme adam ba'atzmok shehu bebayit male b'nei adam kerek mihem. The Rabbeinu Bachya says, that really what prishut, what separation is about, is that a person should imagine when they are in a house that is full of people as if it is empty. I'll go on. Ratzalomar meaning, sheyedebek atzmo b'machshavto b'abore baruchu shekimat lo yida sheyesh kanimo shum adam. That the person should be so connected in thought to the Holy Blessed One, it's as if they don't realize that they're in a crowded room surrounded by all these people. Ubeprat be'et ha'tfilah, this is especially true when davening, tzrich adam lavo l'dvekut gadol, a person has to come to this great cleaving. Before we were using the word cleaving to talk about the way to get to God is to cleave yourself to other people, and now we are talking about we're trying to get close to God. עד שלא ידמה בעצמו שיש כאן שום בריאה, רק הבורא ברוך הוא. Such that it seems to that person that there is no other creation, there is no other force except the Holy Blessed One. וזהו עיקר התבודדות. This is the true nature of what it means to separate yourself. What it means to separate yourself is not to remove yourself from community. It's not to physically take yourself to a different place, which is really what the Ramban was saying. He's saying really hitbodedut, the separation, is something that's happening in your mind alone, that you could be surrounded in a room full of people, in a crowded synagogue, where during, now I'm talking about my personal synagogue, where during Musaf, everyone is talking during the Chazara, right? There's nothing but chatter. That's all you hear. But it's like you are so focused on your spiritual work, it's as if no one else is there. You don't even hear it. That's what it is. And this is, I'll just read the last line. V'gam be'eti broyim b'nei adam p'chutei ha'erech, and even, this is kind of a hard phrase, even in a moment when they're in conversation with people of lesser value, lo yiterev nafsho imahem, a person shouldn't intermingle their spirit with him, rak sheyeh parush b'machshavto mehem. Rather, even when they're in conversation with those people, they should be separate in their thought, and should be thinking about the exaltedness of the Holy Blessed One. Okay, I don't love the sentence when you're in conversation with people of lesser value. That doesn't sound like a great way to approach it. But what I would say is he is assuming that you're in conversation with people that you might disagree with people that you might not hold to the same standards. He's not saying, you know, run away from those people and don't be in conversation and don't be in relationship. He's assuming you're in relationship with those people, right? And so this is where maybe it's not all here's the good over here and here's the bad, and we heard that in some other cases, or we can't all always just get up and move communities and be in another place. Sometimes we have to be in the community we're in. This is where I think that section starts to speak to it of, yeah, at any given time, we might find ourselves in a bait male. We're in a house full of people. And there might be people there that are really in a positive way, reinforcing behaviors we are trying to create and strengthen in ourselves. And there might be people that are not doing that. And he's saying what it means to be holy is to be able to find this kind of separation in your mind, that you stay sort of clear on your purpose, on your work, even at the same time as you continue to surround yourself with these people and be in community with them. Okay, so I just want to close by reading this poem by Jewish poet Marge Piercy. If you're not familiar with Marge Piercy, really an incredible poet. She has a number of volumes, but one of them is called Blessings of the Day. If you're looking for poetry that speaks to sort of Jewish topics, Jewish seasonal time and calendar, she's a really great source. She has a poem called Amidah, On Our Feet We Speak to You. We rise to speak a web of bodies aligned like notes of music. Yet you have taught us to push against the walls, to reach out and pull each other along, to strive to find the way through, if there is no way around to go on. We will try to be holy. We will try to repair the world given us to hand on. Precious is this treasure of words and knowledge and deeds that moves inside us. Holy is the hand that works for peace and for justice. Holy is the mouth that speaks for goodness. Holy is the foot that walks toward mercy. Let us lift each other on our shoulders and carry each other along. Let holiness move in us. Let us pay attention to its small voice. Let us see the light in others and honor that light. I think the two things that I just want to highlight from this poem, one is it's very clear here that holiness is something that happens berabim. It happens in community. Holiness is not something that we achieve on our own. We see here that holiness is something that we're striving to do. And just this language of let us lift each other on our shoulders and carry each other along, this would be my blessing and our hope for us over the next 4 days. You're going to be engaged in lots of different one-on-one interactions, group interactions, classes, on a number of topics. You may hear comments that really resonate with you. You may hear comments that really challenge you or confront you. But this language of what if for the next 3 days that we're together, we lifted each other up on our shoulders, we carry each other along, and together in this space, we're going to try to figure out together what is holiness, and we'll try to achieve it together.